From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. In Iraq today, thousands of Shia Muslims poured into the streets of Baghdad and the holy city of Najaf, where a massive car bomb outside a shrine killed a leading cleric yesterday. Many demonstrators called for revenge for the death of Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim. More than 100 other Iraqis also died in the blast. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to Najaf today and found anger, despair, and plenty of finger-pointing.
Outside the Imam Ali Shrine in Najaf today, civilian volunteers picked through the mess the car bomb left behind with their fingers, looking for anything that could help investigators or comfort survivors. Bits of metal, clumps of dirt reeking of gasoline. When someone found a piece of human skin and held it high, the crowd dissolved into a collective wail. Is this any way for God's creation to be treated? One man asked. The streets around the shrine were packed with people angry and frustrated that this latest violence in Iraq killed not only a revered religious leader, but ordinary people in a holy place. Shia cleric Saeed Haitham al-Hawari fully blamed the United States.
Yes, I believe the Americans are behind the attack. The attack was so organized. The bomb was extraordinary. It was well planned and organized. I don't think that Saddam Hussein has the power or the capability to do such a thing. I think the United States has capabilities to do that, and probably Al-Qaeda, who's just a servant of the U.S.
Few other theories were that wild. Many blamed Saddam Hussein's supporters or Muslim extremists from other countries, both groups the United States believes is behind recent similar attacks. But Shias in Najaf say the U.S. is at best indirectly responsible for the bombing because troops can't control security across the country. Holy sites are too sensitive for U.S. soldiers to be stationed there. Charles Heatley is a spokesperson for the governing authority in Iraq.
We have not entered the holy places at the request of the religious leadership there, and I don't believe that they want us to change our stance following this bombing.
Heatley says before the bomb, the U.S. administration here had helped religious leaders in Najaf organize a special protection force of 400 guards for holy places. Money and Kalashnikovs, he said, were handed over last week. Few mourning Ayatollah al-Hakim had heard about that, including a spokesperson for the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, which al-Hakim led. In a hospital ward, 28-year-old Ali Hossein blamed al-Hakim's staff. He's a traffic cop hit by shrapnel in the blast. There could have been enough police to provide security, Hossein said, but al-Hakim had his own staff. They're in charge of security. Ever since he returned from Iran, they don't let us provide security for him, he said. They should not have let any cars come so close. Hospitals here turned into mourning sites today. At Najaf Hospital, half a dozen women draped in black sat around a coffin in the lobby and cried. Dr. Isa Mohammed Al-Wahali is head of pathology. He has seen many cadavers in his career.
Putrefacted cadaver, cutted cadaver. But no good reaction, no very strong reaction. But yesterday I am crying. This is my country, this is my religion, this is my people. I feel darkness for future our country.
One ray of light may come if those responsible are found. Today, Najaf's chief of police said six people were being questioned. He wouldn't comment on reports that some were from Saudi Arabia or had ties to Al-Qaeda. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.